You've been here for better than 20 years. Can you put into some context the role of GFDL in modeling?
GFDL has a very long and rich history in terms of climate modeling. Back in the 1960s, Suki Minabe and Kirk Bryan are credited with actually creating the first global coupled climate model, one that incorporated the atmosphere and the ocean and the interactions. In fact, that's such an accomplishment that it's been recognized both as NOAA, as one of its top 10 breakthroughs that have been taken place in NOAA during its entire history, and also in the journal Nature in year 2006, GFDL's original climate model was cited, among other things, as being one of the major milestones in scientific computing. I mean, some of the other things that were cited were things like the invention of the first handheld scientific calculator, the creation of the internet, the development of the first CT scanner. So it's the rich history. It's been some very important things that have started here in the 60s, continued through to today. And today, GFDL is still among the premier institutions in the world that perform this sort of modeling of the atmospheres, the oceans, the planet systems in general. And that's seen in its prominent role in major scientific assessments, both international, things such as the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, as well as national assessments as well, things such as the Climate Change Science Program.
Keith, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.